Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 21st, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Federated Indians of Greaton Rancheria supports California Governor Newsom's call to halt tribal gaming projects that are contrary to U.S. Department of Interior precedent. The Federated Indians of Greaton Rancheria supports California Governor Newsom's call to halt tribal gaming projects that are contrary to U.S. Department of Interior precedent. Governor Newsom's office urged the Department of the Interior not to move forward with new casino projects proposed by the Khoi Nation of Northern California and the Scotts Valley Band of Pomo Indians at locations outside of their Aboriginal homelands. The governor's office expressed concern that the Department of the Interior could stretch the limits of what is allowed under the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act to move these proposed casino projects forward, sidestepping the state and ignoring the concerns of other tribes and local communities. Federated Indians of Greaton Rancheria Chairman Greg Saris appreciates Governor Newsom's support in protecting tribal sovereignty against Interior's rush to move these projects forward.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.